Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I heard Tommy's announcement today. It just made me pause and think how lucky we were and are at the New England Patriots to be part of something that's been in existence for over 100 years. We have had the number one player in the history of the game played for the New England Patriots. We were really lucky to have him, and he always showed love. It allowed me, in the 23 years that I've known him, to love him like a son and have a connection that's pretty special.
Well, there's Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, earlier in the week. As Ryan just reminded me in my ear, that was part of like a 3-4 minute video that Robert Kraft put out immediately after the announcement of Tom Brady, middle of the week, and his latest retirement, which we're still not buying. At least I'm still not buying. You're laughing at it, Mego.
Yeah,
you're not
I'm laughing
it.
Because I'm thinking about it was today, right, when he tweeted out, "Now that I'm retired, I can go see 80 for Brady four times."
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that. Tom Brady and Megan, you're exactly right, said exactly that. Like, "Oh, hey, now that I'm retired, by the way, my movie's coming out. Why don't you go check that out if you'd like to? I'll go see it four times is what I'll do."
Which also just seems incredibly psychotic.
It seems excessive.
I can't watch a video of myself on Twitter.
You'd think as a single dad, maybe you should be, again, you know, making the lunches or doing whatever else, but apparently he's just going to be at the movie theater all day. I mean, I'm sure he's bringing the kids.
He's just shoveling popcorn into their faces.
I'm sure he's just feeding them, you know, Junior Mints and Mike and Ike's and everything else is what I'm sure he's doing. But you can get in touch with Jones and Mega with Arkan.
Got a flask in the back row.
617-779-7937. If you missed any part of the show or you want it delivered to your phone daily, you could subscribe to the Jones Mega with Arkan podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. So Robert Kraft, one video makes sense, right? Especially the way things went down the last time, it seemed a little rough around the edges between the two sides. You know, Brady didn't seem to be in love with how it went down here, fair. He shouldn't be. You know, the Patriots, I don't know how they necessarily handled it last go around. My recollection, and maybe I have this wrong, was that some of their honoring of Brady seemed a little delayed and almost a little catty initially before they came around and were a little sensitive to that. So Kraft got right out in front of it and, you know, immediately had a video ready to go. Maybe he even got a tip that this news was going to come down, because as we've come to learn through some of the reporting, Brady may have had his video in the can ready to go. Troy Brown put out a video last night. He's at the Shrine Bowl. The West, by the way, congratulations to the West. They beat the East, I think, 12-6. Four whole field goals for the Patriots offensive coaching staff.
Thank God.
That's what they coached them up to.
Wait, four field goals?
Four field goals.
Maybe yep. Troy Brown can be the special teams coach.
Oh, maybe. Maybe the West was kicking field goals like you read about in that Shrine Bowl.
How was the punting?
You know what? I didn't see. I'd have to go back.
I'm not
going to
pretend like I watched it.
I got to go back and watch the
All-22. Yeah, I'll watch the film.
I'll be honest. I popped in at one point and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I watching this game?
I'm
like
3-0 at the half, and I thought, you know,
I'm like, let me know how many points they score, and then I'll either mock them or not. And they scored 12 whole points, no offensive touchdowns.
Ooh, Groundhog's Day is on.
Exactly. It sounded exactly like, well, Groundhog's Day for the Patriots season, and Groundhog's Day was on, And it sounded exactly like the Patriots offense from a year ago. Bunch of field goals, but can't score touchdowns.
Thank God Troy Brown is not the offensive coordinator.
No, thank God. So Troy Brown was the coach last night in the Shrine Bowl, and he also had a couple of nice things and a whole nice things to say about Brady, I should say, and a whole pre-produced video that the Patriots released through their Twitter account.
It has been a long and storied career that he's put together. I don't see any other player going out and accomplishing what he's accomplished as an individual on the football field. So 7 Super Bowl titles, what, 10, 11 Super Bowl appearances, whatever it's been. God knows how many AFC championship games, NFC championship games. But he has put together one heck of a career. I just want to tell him congratulations on one heck of a career. There's no other competitor that has the heart and the will to win.
I'm sorry, the music sounds like it's like a graduation soundtrack.
I just like Ryan's evil laugh as that's happening. I enjoy that.
Spago just made a face and just looked at me.
Because I was like, what? Like, due respect, it's beautiful video production, but why do we have the graduation music
put
in the
together
background?
One heck of a career.
Good question.
I just want to tell him congratulations.
And to the class of 2023, I just want to say,
as we go on,
you guys are all really special.
Wear sunscreen.
So I saw that video, and that's where the wheels started turning for me. I'm like, oh, okay, well, they have Troy Brown, who's an all-time Patriot and a coach on the team. They've had the owner do it. Where's the Belichick video? And not that I expect us to get one. I assume we're not going to get one at this point in time, but if they're putting all these other things together and shoving cameras in people's faces at the Shrine Bowl, well, Belichick's there. Belichick could easily record one of these if he wanted to. I'm sure the Patriots have asked if he's wanted to do anything. They're asking Troy Brown. Robert Kraft did it. His boss did it, for God's sakes. So isn't it kind of telling that Bill hasn't? And I know he put out a very nice statement, but so did Robert Kraft. And Robert Kraft still filmed a video. Isn't it kind of telling that Bill hasn't?
Well, how many of these videos does Bill usually do?
Oh, he never does anything.
He never does anything.
No.
I did a video with him once. I don't think they even posted anywhere. They used it like
it just lives as your Twitter
and
banner.
Then, yeah, and then I think they like put it in the archives, and they were like, "They will never show this again." Like they're weird with him, with his video availabilities, with their in-house production team. Hmm. Like it is very strict. So I feel like he won't say anything publicly until the red jacket ceremony. You know, until the real Hall of Fame ceremony.
Should he say something? And I know he did it in a statement, but should he do it with, like, you know, his face and his emotion and the sound of how he says it?
I
agree with Arcan, and I agree with you. He should. He absolutely
100%.
Should. So why isn't he?
Because he doesn't want to.
I know, but should with Tom Brady.
And he doesn't have to.
Well, no, of course he doesn't have to. Troy Brown didn't have to. I don't think. I mean, maybe they twisted his arm.
I think Troy Brown did.
When Bill blew it off.
Troy Brown's a little bit lower in the pecking order.
When Bill blew it off and was like, "I'm not doing it," they're like, "Fine, get Troy to do it."
Well, they were making Troy Brown, you know, the face of the Shrine Bowl. The way we talk about the Shrine Bowl is making me crazy, by the way. Because I feel like I've spent 3 weeks talking about the Shrine Bowl
nonstop, the Patriots never,
and nobody cares about the
their
Shrine
coaches,
Bowl.
Well, I don't care about the bowl, but I care about the Patriots coaches being there.
I know. But Troy Brown was front and center head coach of the Shrine Bowl. So I feel like whoever was there for the Kraft Productions said, "Hey, Troy, you're kind of the leader of this thing this week, so why don't you speak?" And he played with Brady.
Sure, Bill coached him. So I think, yes, the answer is yes. Bill should have done something like this. Does he normally do it? No. But it's normally like, no offense, Mike Vrabel or somebody like that who's retiring. You know, Vince Wilfork or Richard Seymour. And like, you know, Seymour is a Hall of Famer. Maybe Wilfork one day will get into the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying those are bum players, but there is a difference between them and Tom Brady. Like, should Bill do it? Yes, Bill should do it. And it tells me something that he hasn't. When we read into Brady and his one-day contract, and we read into, as we did yesterday, how does Brady feel about coming back here? I mean, it would take nothing for Bill to sit down for 5 minutes in front of a camera and do what Troy Brown did.
Okay, but do you think that Brady would come back for the one-day contract for the Crafts if Bill put out some stilted video?
No,
where
I
he's
don't.
Sitting
I don't,
in front of the Hall
I
of
just
Fame
think it speaks
Patriot
to
Place saying
no. I just
Tommy,
think it speaks to how everything's still
Tommy
not totally
in,
right.
Tommy came in just an unmolded lump of clay when I got finished with him. He came in. He was pale. His arms were like two twigs hanging off that lump of clay. And when I got finished with him, he was a god.
I just think it still speaks to how they're not fully back in okay. Like, Brady's still got some issues, and Bill's still got some issues. I just think that's all it speaks to.
I think they're better when they're not in communication, directly or indirectly.
Yeah, I can confirm
you know?
That.
I think they're happily apart. I don't.
Doesn't seem like Brady's.
What
is it?
What are you reading? What are you reading into him not making the video, Bill?
I think Bill feels upstaged by what Brady did in Tampa, and I think Bill feels insecure about his legacy.
Draws more attention to it.
Yeah, I sort of agree
with that. Too. He's also released two statements now, so he's probably like, I've given two statements to the guy. What I got to sit down now too.
He's a big statement guy.
Refer to the statement.
He is a big statement guy.
He loves the written word.
Yeah, because paper.
We don't have to see his face. We don't have to see the emotion. Maybe you get very emotional.
So
we don't know.
You want him sitting in front of a window like it's Unsolved Mysteries?
I just think if the Patriots are doing this and they're making an effort to do it, like they're making a big show on their social media to Tom Brady. And
what are they supposed to do?
Bill doesn't want to do it. I just think that's interesting. You don't find that interesting?
I feel like it's right in line with everything Bill. Like, when Bill is excited about something, that's
Brady,
more when it's like,
I agree
why,
with that.
Why is Bill excited Brady
should,
by this?
Brady should be the exception to the rule. And Bill does love to go. Bill loves to go on the NFL Network and like talk about all-time great players.
He loves to do that.
He can't do that about Brady on his own team's social media for 5 minutes. He can't sit down and do a video?
I think he will eventually. But I don't think it will be anytime soon. Like I said, I think he'll be there for the red jacket ceremony. He'll be there for the Hall of Fame induction and everything. But this, I wouldn't wait around. I say this, we're going to get to like 5:30 and there's going to be a Bill video.
Actually, guys, I have something really exciting. This is a Jones and Mego exclusive right here. I actually have the video of Bill Belichick
talking about his quarterback. Now my face is red.
And certainly we have a good quarterback in Jimmy, and Jimmy can go out there and run everything that Tom can run. We've seen that. So I'm not saying that he's not capable or qualified to do it. He is, and he does a great job of it. And when we put Jimmy in there, it's really seamless. He can't unless you were actually looking at the position. If you just could block out that position and say which guy was in their quarterback, I don't know if you would know a lot of times.
Oh, that was really nice.
I hear the emotion. I hear the lip quiver. Don't you want to hear that with Brady? You heard it there with Jimmy Garoppolo. Don't you want to hear that with Brady?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.